right, let's get right to it. I don't know. The world today is a different place. I'm 45 years old. African American. It's been a difficult ride to this 45. But I'm here and I ain't fucking complaining. But we got a lot of work to do. It's got to be legislation first, though. So speaking of legislation, I ran across this on the web today. It was African-American gentleman in Congress. I don't even know his name. I'm just giving it to you how I feel.
Change the wording of the bill. We all know that police officers get murdered, but you know what happens to the people that murder police officers? If they survive, they get arrested. I watered down my bill, we watered down this one to prevent what I'm about. Alimony got a taxpayer fund. We all know that police officers get murdered, but you know what happens to the people that murder police officers? If they survive, they get arrested. You know what happens to police officers that kill people that look like me, Blake, Tony? They get a taxpayer-funded vacation. In Baton Rouge, Blaine Salamone got a taxpayer-funded vacation for over a year. Then when he got fired, you know what happened? The union and everybody could walk out. I'll give it. I don't care who walks out. Because I agreed that we weren't going to do this, didn't I, Blake? But we are here now. Tony and committee talked about the fact that as a police officer, he's had to find some of his friends for pepper spraying somebody in handcuffs. Tony, I was pepper sprayed in handcuffs by a police officer, a white one. Tony and committee said, oh, if something happens to you and you see it, and I'll intervene. And you said, if something happened to me, you said that I would intervene. And Dodi, as a man, I probably want to intervene, but as a black man, I'm not intervening if a cop is doing something to you. Because while I love you, I love my daughter even more, and I got to go home to her.
Let me just stop it there. Now, for him, he's even a damn congressman.
Really?
And he's dealt with it. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
And he's dealt with this. But, and that's a higher level African, black man, whatever you want to call him. But it's just a difficult path regardless to just be yourself and worry about everybody not liking or everybody already not liking before you even do anything, you in trouble. But it's something that we've gotten used to over the years, but it doesn't mean we need to stay used to it, period. It needs to go. We need some kind of fund or reparations or something to help with all the systematic bullshit we've been dealing with for all these years, man. It's been a lot. And people been turning their heads and Americans turn. We celebrate all these fucking holidays, but still getting killed in the streets. Still getting hauled off to jail, still destroying the families. How can you prosper when the family's destroyed? No matter how much money they throw at it, reparations or no reparations, you have destroyed the family with this incarceration, mass incarceration. That shit needs to be reformed also. It's just a hard path that don't need to be that hard. Like, it's hard enough to make it as it is, but then when you have, you know, systematic bullshit. I remember one time when I was, this was in 98. And I applied for Macy's and they asked you a race and I said black. So I said, fuck it, one, I'm going to call back. And I called back and pushed the white button and then they gave me some times to come in. So, I mean, but this thing, it's nothing major. But it's just the little shit. But then they want to turn around and call you lazy. You want the job, motherfuckers ain't giving you the job. Then you lazy? I don't understand. You got to survive any way possible. And not many people have to think like that. But in the world today, yeah. in California, indefinitely. But we need to keep focused on what's right. The important things in life are being good to one another. That's the most important thing, period. You can't be good to one another. Let me say this. If you can't be good to one another, it's a self issue. You got to be good to yourself first before you start giving good to other people. And that means self-speech, what you say inside your head, what you say to yourself, your subconscious. Your childhood is ringing in your head. Not necessarily. You don't have to listen to it, but it does ring in there. Find a good support system, a good husband, a good wife, a good companion. Get something you want to focus on. Like get a trip or, I don't know, a car, a house, anything. Something to focus on and then have another list. Start a vision board. Set goals per day. You know, the usual stuff you already know and have heard a million times. Just get out and do it. This is the perfect time. And also stay in the house, man. The best way to save money and not get COVID is stay in the house. Don't go nowhere. It's not worth it. Save your money. Buy something that's substantial on this planet. You only got a short time to make something stick. Thanks for listening. I'm going to keep this shit short. Every time you hear me, it's only going to be a few minutes.
Period. Wait. 2020.